This is Dan Rebon, pastor of Bucyrus Assembly of God, and you're listening to Do Not Keep Silent.
Welcome to Do Not Keep Silent,
speaking out the name of Jesus in action and word,
encouraging and equipping.
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Do not keep silent.
All right. Well, welcome to this edition of the podcast. My name is Jason Desurek, and glad you guys are tuning in today. Just remember, you can find us at worldviewwarriors.org. And I'm sitting in with one of our speakers, Shane Adams. How you doing, Shane?
Jason, I'm great. If there was any better, I'd be two of me today.
Well, last week we talked about integrity, and we kind of gave an overview of what we're going to talk about for the next few weeks. And, just integrity as far as, people over things. Is that right? Is that
absolutely the first
one? And there's more to it, but as far as the next four coming, but let's talk about that today. Let's talk about just why is that so important, people over things.
Well, and I think to bite this off to begin with, in the quote it says integrity commits itself to people over things. And as I think about that, commitment is something that we've all got to strive for, because we all make a choice in everything we do. But to stick to that choice, to be disciplined, to stay with that choice, is the hardest part. And when we talk about people over things, I think that segues nicely into what we're going to talk about.
Uh-huh.
It's the idea of priorities.
Okay.
What is truly the most important thing to us? And if we say that is the single most important thing to us, are we really living the life that shows that?
Okay.
And the scripture that flows right into that for me is Matthew 22:37 through 40, where it says, Jesus replied, and he's being asked here, what's the most important commandment? And he says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on to these two commandments. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, seriously, we could both say wow. We could jump on our chair right now on that one, because if we do those two things, all the other principles fall into place.
Right.
Because if we love the Lord the God with all our heart, all our mind, all our soul, and he's the center of our being, that means he's living within us, and the decision we make are going to be based on his word. Wow, that's all truth.
Right.
So our integrity is going to not only take care of itself, but we're going to live a life that replicates that. And then treat others the way we want to be treated and love them? Whoa, now hold on. So when we talk about people over things, can you really love things? Can you love a car? Can you love food?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we say that, and we use that word loosely. But boy, to really love is the relationships we have, not only with God, but with the people. That was one of the greatest things in coaching I love, was building relationships with those players and those coaches, and building values and identities that were one and the same, that built together, that was just this connection, this glue, if you will, that kept us together and identified us as something that those values stood for on the court, in the classroom, in life, wherever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I would ask you or anybody else, define your priorities. Can you name them? If I say, what are your top five priorities? Do you know them, and do you live by them? Because I wrote mine down here, and it's faith is absolutely without a doubt, number one. Just as in that scripture, love the Lord your God. He is number one. Everything I try to do I fall short? Every day I fall short. But I strive to be the best I can be and to live for him in everything I do. Second's obviously my family, my wife and my kids. I mean, to me, they've been given to me to teach these principles to. And that's something I take very seriously. And if my time's not seeing that, if I'm spending so much time chasing the money, chasing the things, all of a sudden, I have this kid that's grown up that didn't get the values that God wanted me to teach him.
Right.
And the wife that doesn't want to be with me because I've chased this dream and not put any commitment into that love that I'm supposed to be giving her.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the third one for me is friends, others. Just understanding that people are more important than things. If I have to give up some time sometime to make a little extra money to make a difference in a human being's life, that's something I can live with. Now, a lot of people may disagree with me on that, and that's great, because that's whatever they think and whatever is pouring into them, that's fine.
Sure.
But when I go to the grave someday, I want to be known as a person that loved every human being I came in contact with and never said a crossword or did a mean thing. And so to give up money to do those kind of things is good for me.
Okay.
And then the fourth one's freedom. The idea that, boy, I'm just blessed to be able to have the choice to be here with you today, to live the lifestyle I want to live, to be able to go to church. And the people that fight for that freedom sometimes don't get enough credit. And I appreciate that freedom that I have. And the last one for me is health. The idea, that I've been given this temple, and in the Bible it says a temple for the Holy Spirit to live, so I take that even a little stronger. but I really want to be able to have options in my life to do the things I want to do, but I don't take care of my health mm-hmm. and prioritize that health by exercising and eating correctly, I'm not going to be able to do the things. So those mm-hmm. are my top five, just to give you an idea, and that's right. how I base my day. Try to every day, mm-hmm. and that's why I wake up first thing in the morning. I read my Bible first thing. Then my kids and I sit down to breakfast, and we do our devotions together. And then I try to spend as much time with friends as I can every day. And then I'm glad I get to have choices to make. And then it's just awesome that I get to work out mm-hmm. 45 minutes to an hour every
yep.
day.
And everybody, too, just so you know, the Shane's five, at least, we're going to put them up on a PDF for you so you can download that. And now we encourage you to find your own five, though. I would encourage you, make number one probably the same. Meaning it's God. God is number one. For me, my five is God. My wife is second. I separate family there a little bit. Wife is second. My kids are third. Others, and then liberty. Those would be the five, freedom, basically. And obviously, I want to take care of my body just like Shane's, but mine's a little bit different than Shane's. So, but no, I share that for me personally, just so you guys know where I'm coming from. God obviously is number one. The reason my wife is second is because if I don't sink my life into her, when my kids leave home, boy, is it going to be sure lonely at Absolutely. My house. And so, you know, I want to make sure that her and I have a great relationship. When the kids finally do leave the house and we're together, then you know what? We actually still have got a great marriage. And,
Absolutely.
You know, there's so many people out there who I believe, and just I think by sheer numbers, you can hopefully agree with this, you know, over 50% of marriages end in divorce.
I know.
And with that being the case, I don't know the number, but there are so many that get divorced once the kids leave the home.
Yes.
It's just bizarre to me.
It's crazy.
And so, you know, I had a great pastor friend of mine who basically put it this way. Look, when you get married, you're together. Imagine you're sitting at the pew of a church and you're together and you get married, you have a kid, and that kid now is in between you two. You have another kid, now you have two kids in between you two, and before you know it, now I have six kids, before you know it, there's six kids between your wife who's on one side of the pew and you're on the other, and you're looking at each other going, oh, this just isn't right. And so we've made a conscious decision, not all the time, but a conscious decision that we sit together and our kids need to sit on the outsides and learn to be controlled, if you will.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's awesome. I mean, sharing that, because I totally 100% agree with you. And I remember as growing up, my mom and dad did the same thing. I always, you know, there was times as a small kid that I'd want to sit in between, but they, and my grandmother always used to tell me, the best way I can love my kids is to love their mother.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget that, because they are going to see love in the way that I treat their mom, my mm-hmm. wife, and she has got to be. And if you look in Scripture in Ephesians 6, if you talk about that, we are supposed to love our wife as Christ loved the church.
Right.
That means willing to lay our life down, give up mm-hmm. ourself, take up our own cross, and follow Him mm-hmm. for our wives. And that's a lot of love. And so yeah. I totally 100% agree with you.
So yeah, let's keep going with this principle here.
Well, and you know, we talked about the commitment thing. I think it's so easy just to do. And you know, it's kind of like the pig and the chicken, if you will. You know, you talk about breakfast, and we always talk about breakfast.
I love this.
Well, it is, though. You know, when you go to breakfast, you get bacon and eggs. And everybody, well, if you're healthy, you can't have too many bacon and eggs. But bacon and eggs, everybody loves bacon and eggs. Now, there's two animals that make that breakfast for you.
Yep.
The pig and the chicken. Now, the chicken obviously lays the eggs, and the pig obviously has to do something to make the bacon.
Yeah.
So when you look at it, the chicken's involved.
Yeah.
But the pig is committed.
Totally.
In other words, he gave up his life to give you breakfast.
Yeah.
So I'm not necessarily saying you have to give up your life for all things, but there are definitely some things that you've got to be strongly committed to. And I guarantee you, my wife is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And God is definitely the number
God's
one.
Number one.
And so in commitment, in sacrifice, these kind of things, I'm going to read something to you here, because this is huge in one of the
awesome.
Things I read.
I can't wait to hear this.
It's Be All You Can Be. It's a book by John Maxwell, but it talks about convictions.
Okay.
So many times we talk about convictions, a commitment, but convictions take it a little deeper, meaning. He goes, there's a difference between commitment and conviction. Commitment keeps me going when things get tough. Conviction keeps others going when things get tough. People around us are motivated by emotion, our conviction, the tangible sense of morale. People do not follow a leader because of character. They follow a leader because of conviction. People do not do something because it is right. They do something because they feel that it's right. When we act on our conviction, others are drawn to us. Without conviction, we may communicate truths, but will develop no disciples. We will have people who have the right answers, but we won't have people who live the right lives. Now, what that says to me is conviction comes straight from the heart. It's something. It's this passion. Now, I'm a passionate person, Jason. Mm-hmm. To me, passion turns have-tos into want-tos. It's something that makes you do dumb things like paint your face at a ball game and not care what anybody else thinks because you're so passionate for what you're rooting for or standing up for.
Right.
And in commitment versus conviction, that's exactly what I'm talking about. I am convicted in my faith. I'm conviction towards my family, towards others, towards my freedom, towards my health. And if I keep those priorities in line, the decisions I make every day are going to pour into that. Now, if you notice this, here's what's great about this, okay?
Yep.
I all these things have to do with people. Because even my health, if I die tomorrow, I do no good to the people that are left here without me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't pour into my children the freedom, the idea to make choices to help others, the friends, obviously, my family, obviously, and obviously, if God's not working through me, the principles I'm teaching probably aren't the ones of the kingdom anyway.
Right.
And I take that even one step further. I've been lucky enough to be a part of some great teams. And you think about that trophy that's on your wall or a ring that you put on your finger. I have a state championship ring at home, and I love the ring. But you know what? I look at that ring often, Jason. And it doesn't remind me. It's not the ring that's cool. I could care less about the ring. But whenever I look at the ring, I go to a scrapbook, and I look at all the players and coaches that were part of that team, and I actually still get tears in my eyes because it was all about the relationships. Mm-hmm. All that trophy
absolutely.
Is just something that reminds me of the relationships that were built during that and the values we had as a design team. Mm-hmm. And boy, that just gives me goosebumps thinking about it. That gets me fired up because it is. It's that legacy that not I left,
no,
but that we built together. We did something that was just, and hopefully it all glorified God. I mean, hopefully all those things we did it in the right ways with the right principles so that he got the glory and we stayed humbled in doing it all. But if we put that trophy over the process of the people involved, and we didn't care about the people, all we were doing was using them to get the trophy, I guarantee you we wouldn't have made it.
Mm-hmm. You know, too, just mentioning that, I'm thinking actually back in my past, too. And, you know, I was on a team that was pretty successful in football. We didn't win a state championship or anything, but for our high school, we were pretty darn successful. But it was because of those relationships. And to be quite honest, there is a person I always think of who didn't get to experience it with us. He was a senior like me, and he was someone who definitely should have went out for football, but decided not to. I think about him to this day. I mean, we're talking over 20 years ago, okay? And to the there's no way he should not have been on that team. He made a conscious decision though to stay away from the relationships, and it wasn't necessarily the team. I think he was just kind of upset with maybe coaches and things, and just. To this day, I feel, you know, that I'd like to connect up with him and just see how he's doing. And, you know, hopefully he's experienced something like that in his, you know, past year. But, you know, I still think about him because he missed out on, I mean, and we definitely, you know, we had a great team. It was a great year, but it was the relationships that I still, you know what, we could get together now. I'd want to give every single one of those guys a hug because it was incredible.
Absolutely. And there's something you have.
Yeah.
You experienced something with that set of guys that you didn't do with anybody else. I mean, there was, you stood shoulder to shoulder and for quotes, we're going to quote this,
sure.
Went to battle on that football field, did work,
yep. And
did that process to go after something that you wanted to do as a unified team.
Yeah, and you know, too, that what that did as well, and you know, I think about this kind of a lot. You know, we didn't all get along. You know, it was during school, we didn't all get along. Outside of football season, some guys did not just like each other at all. But during football season, we all had something in common, and we all were like, all right, we're putting our differences aside, and I don't necessarily like you, but you know what? I respect you because you're a human being, and we got to work together. And
absolutely.
I think if we start taking that attitude into life, you know, I mean, at least, you know, and I'm not going to say one way or the other way I am, but, you know, we've got all this government garbage going on. If they actually respected each other as men and women in there, who knows how far those guys could actually go with stuff.
Sure.
You know?
Well, relationships is the key to all of it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, well, I'm going to make you think for a second.
Yeah.
Here. Go home, look at all the pictures on your wall and see how many pictures you have of just yourself. Because it doesn't matter where you go on vacation. If you don't go with someone, and I can tell you this now, because now that I travel and do clinics on the road, when I have to do clinics by myself and I get to go to these great places, if I go to Orlando or Canada or whatever else, and I'm without people, I got to tell you, it doesn't matter if you go see those places because you have nobody to share the time with, and it's not fun.
No.
And it's the same as when I go around my house. There are no pictures of Shane Adams by himself on the wall.
He's
got
totally
his kids
right.
or friends
totally
or family
right.
with him. And so when you think about relationships, it is so big, and I would encourage everyone that listens to this to understand, focus on the relationships in your life, where you're at, and not so much on all the things that you have, because those things, as it says in Matthew 6:19. As it says, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moth and rust do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
Mm.
And that's where it's at. My heart is definitely with God and with my family and with my friends, because my house could burn today and I could lose everything I've got inside that house. But as long as that, what my wife and those two kids come out of, I'm great with that. Mm-hmm. I can lose it all and still walk away and be very happy in the things I've still got on this earth, because, boy, I am a very lucky man to sit here today. I should almost said stand. With the wife I've got and the kids I have, the friends I have, and God has just been tremendous.
And God is still God.
Absolutely. And if he changes that, I'm hoping I'm humble enough to understand, to take that change and move and understand that he's still there with us.
All right. And Shane, just tell everybody again, What are your five priorities, and what is the title? Integrity what?
Integrity. The first one is, there's five principles, but it's integrity commits itself to people over things is the first one, and that's setting priorities and building influential relationships, and that's based basically on Matthew 7:12.
Yeah.
But mine are obviously my faith in God and my relationship with Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
My family second, and as you said, and I totally agree with you, my wife does come first in that. I have to love her first to teach my kids how love is. Friends or others are third. Freedom is fourth, my choice, that I get to have a choice in everything that I do. And then my health is fifth, taking care of the temple that God's given me. And those are my five. And so that's something that at least when I go in and I face any ethical dilemma, what am I going to do here? Those five are ingrained in me. So when the decision comes, it's already been made.
Oh, absolutely. Everybody, just thank you so much for taking time to listen to this podcast. And, we're going to have that PDF up there for you, and so you can take a look at what you want. And also, I want to encourage you to go check out our blog. A little bit what I was talking about regarding football with me, at least, and things. There's one up there called Thanks, Mort, A Great Teacher in Life. And there's that one. And then there's also Mort Revisited. Mort, by the way, was my head football coach. And he was pretty much 5 foot nothing, and it was an incredible man that I've learned so much from. And I just encourage you to go check that out at our blog.
Thanks for listening to Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.